Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Even though you make payroll every Friday, you don't have a guaranteed paycheck. You're the owner, and you eat what you kill.
We're back. It's 24 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. I'm very excited about our guest this hour. His name is Jack Ferris. He's the president and the chief executive officer of the National Federation of Independent Business, the NFIB, which is the nation's largest small business advocacy organization. And established in 1943, they've got over 600,000 members throughout the 50 states, of which I am a longtime member. Jack has been nationally recognized political advocate since the NFIB members waged the fight of their lives, of our lives, I should say, against government-mandated health care coverage in 1993, which I would like to think that as a member of the NFIB, I played a very important part in. Jack has led the NFIB since 92, drawing on the unique experience of growing up in a family service station business and for 12 years owning his own business. Jack, welcome back.
Hey, Jim. Thanks for having me.
It's awfully good to have you back with us. And folks, Jack is also a member of the Small Business Advocate Brain Trust. He doesn't get to join us as much as I know he would like to get to talk to small business owners on the radio show here. But he's a very busy guy. He's got a lot of work to do. And Jack, I just want, on behalf of my audience, those who are members of the NFIB and those who are what I call future members of the NFIB, I want to thank you for the work that the NFIB does on behalf of small business.
Oh, Jim, thank you. The difference for us at NFIB, with all due respect to the really talented people we have working with us here in Washington and in all 50 state capitals, the difference for us is who we represent to start with, and that is the backbone of the economy, the people who lead the civic and charitable efforts in a community, the small business people.
That's right.
Number two, it's because we have members who will participate. You know, the Bible tells us that one twig is easily broken, but many twigs put together are difficult to break. And I think the NFIB is an active catalyst for people in small business who know and understand that we're in it on our own every week, every day. But if we join together with a focus and a purpose, we can get some things done. So our members make the difference inside this beltway, Washington, D.C. And the third thing that makes us is that we stick by our rules, and that is our members determine the policies that we set and take, positions we take, through a member ballot. We're the only organization quite like this, and therefore it's quite easy for me as a president is when somebody comes to me and says, let's see if we can twist your arm on this issue, I'm saying, well, you've got 600,000 arms you've got to go
through. That's right.
Because our members have said this is the way we feel. And I really appreciate the job you do, Jim, because if people don't know there's that opportunity to be a part of a group and make a difference, if they don't know about it, then they're powerless because of lack of knowledge, lack of information.
Absolutely.
So I really appreciate you getting the word out. My frustration here in Washington is everybody's talking about everything except small business. The president made 77 promises in 77 minutes to spend more money.
Yep.
He didn't mention small business, but twice, and both of those had mandates with them.
That's exactly
so it's
right.
It's very frustrating.
Well, Jack, I pointed this out right after the speech. I did it again last year, too, because I paid attention to his speech last year. 2 years in a row that I know of, he did not use the words small business either any time. He did use the word small company, and both times those words were in association with something that's going to cost us money.
That's right.
Not help us make payroll on Friday.
Well, Jim, we're not opposed to the president. We're not against Bill Clinton, the president.
Right.
Where he stands, if he takes a stand on an issue that our members have disagreed with, we respectfully stand up to him and say no, like we did with health care.
Exactly.
But what happens is that when you're successful stopping the administration on something that was so important to them, health care, and then every time they turn around, they find out that these new spending and mandate they want to put on small business, they've got this NFIB organization that Fortune now ranks as the top business group in this town.
Congratulations.
What happens is they get very frustrated. And so in this town, it's all yes or no. It's either black or white. It's either Democrat or Republican. It's conservative, liberal. Not like in the states, where in so many of the states we have the Democrats and Republicans work pretty well together. For some reason in this town, it gets acrimonious, and that does not help the small business agenda. That's the reason we're encouraging the Democrats and Republicans. We have in Alabama, we have a Democrat who works and supports and helps with us. We have Republicans that help and work with us, as is true in many places around the country.
Yeah, but Jim, Jack, stand by.
They got to help us.
We've got to take a quick break. Folks,
sure.
It's 29 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Our special guest is our friend Jack Ferris, the president of the National Federation of Independent Businesses, the NFIB, an organization that I recommend you pay attention to and that you consider joining. And if you're a member of the NFIB, give us a call and say hi to Jack Ferris, 888-822-8255. We'll be right back. Welcome back, heroes. It's 33 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for joining us today. One of my heroes is our guest this hour. His name is Jack Ferris. He's the president of the National Federation of Independent Business, the NFIB. And folks, I've asked you to do this before. You've heard me say it many times. The next time an NFIB representative drops in on you, please give them 10 minutes. That's all I'm going to ask you. Carve out 10 minutes out of your schedule and give it to them. Sit down, pay attention to them, listen to what they have to say. If they can't sell you on the importance of joining the NFIB, paying what I consider to be a nominal amount of money, if they can't convince you to do that, then don't give them your money. But I believe that you'll find that, and they've got more ammunition now than ever before to help you understand why the NFIB is an important and very critical investment for you as a small business person. And Jack, I just want to thank you again for what you guys do, and congratulations on the some of the recognition you've been getting as an organization as lobbyists on our behalf in Washington D.C. Tell us about that.
Well, Jim, we're sometimes known as the stealth organization.
I like
because,
that
because. You go down Main Street and you ask a person on the street, do you know about NFIB, the National Federation of Independent Business? And people say what? So we know that we're not very publicly known. But once in a while, some things hit the public. For instance, Fortune magazine 2 years ago decided they would go to Washington. They would interview 2,000 people who are either elected representatives or senators or their top staff people, mm-hmm. or they're the top lobbyists in town or the top of people and associations. For instance, two people at NFIB get a survey from Fortune. We turn all these surveys in, and then they go and tabulate surveys. Well, 2 years ago, they did that for the first time, and NFIB was ranked fourth overall in the top business group.
Right.
We were sandwiched between the AFL-CIO and the trial lawyers.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's a meat with nothing on either side. And then, and then this last year, they did it again. And we went from fourth to third, still the top business group. But we passed the AFL-CIO. And one of my goals, Jim, is there's so many union members who are also small business people.
Yep, that's right.
They're a firefighter who also paints houses.
Mm-hmm.
They're different. They don't exactly agree with the agenda that the union bosses here in Washington come up with. They're always on the big government side.
And the funds for those union lobbyists come automatically out of those dues. Those guys, many times, they don't have any choice, do they?
Well, they have no voice in the stands that the union leadership takes. It's just the opposite of what small business does.
Yeah.
One of our goals is for small business to join together. And if we focus together as small business owners, we are much more powerful, have much more clout than any labor union boss in Washington, D.C. has. But if we don't do this, if we just sit by ourselves and say, I don't have time, I can't get involved in this, I have cash flow, I can't do this. Well, what happens is we end up having all these rules and regulations continued passed by people that we allow to come up here.
Right.
So I'm really proud. First, it's some of the things we're seeing up here that excite me. This is kind of inside, and I don't know if your listeners are that interested in this, but Ralph Hellman was our director of House operations, and Ralph, we hired from the House of Representatives, is a very sharp young man. Well, we lost him a few weeks ago. He's now director of policy for the Speaker of the House.
Hmm.
So, in one way, we hate losing Ralph.
Well, that's
Ralph.
A compliment to your organization, though.
But the other thing is, the man in charge of policy for the Speaker, everything going through the House of Representatives, is Ralph Hellman.
Yeah.
Now, Nelson Litteris, that you probably had on your show before.
He has been here.
Nelson is now a director of house operations, been with us 6 years, and very sharp man. Joins Susan Eckerly. Susan runs our Senate operation.
She's been here, too.
And so what happens is our people are sharp. They get offered these great things. But the good thing about all this is, look at the difference in what's happened since I've been here as president since 92. When I first got here, we tried to get an appointment with the Speaker of the House, Tom Foley,
mm-hmm.
and he wouldn't even give us the time of day. We couldn't even get an appointment with him. Newt Gingrich came in as Speaker of the House. We called and asked for an appointment. He said, fine, set it up. A couple of weeks, we went over, had a great meeting, talked about the agenda for small business. Denny Hastert now is the Speaker.
Mm-hmm.
Denny gets made Speaker, and 2 days later, he calls me and says, Jack, we need to talk about the small business agenda and what NFIB and your members want.
Outstanding.
And, Jack, I want to be sure that you guys want to continue to lead the charge on the IRS, because I agree with you and your members that we can have a better tax code than this crazy mess we have now.
And folks, you know,
that's a great difference, Jim. It's because of the small business owners getting together.
I like the trend. I really like the trend. And folks, it costs you, in order to become part of that, in order to become part of this organization and to help fund this effort that Jack is heading up in Washington and in every state house in the country, all it costs you is a very nominal amount of money a year. It could cost you $100, it could cost you $150, $200, whatever you want to give, but the maximum is $1,000. They won't take more than $1,000 from you, and it could be as low as $100 or $150, right, Jack?
Yes, sir. And I've had people tell me, well, how do you get in touch with NFIB? And if you don't mind, if people just call 1-800-NFIB now, N-O-W.
Well, not only do I not mind, Jack, I give that number out myself.
Oh,
so
great.
Give it again. Give the website.
1-800-NFIB, standing for the National Federation of Independent Business.
Right.
NFIB now, N-O-W. Our people in Nashville, starting at 8:30 Central Time, no, 8 o'clock, 8 o'clock Central Time in just a few minutes. They'll be there to take your call.
Thanks, Jack. Stand by. We're going to take a break. Folks, it's 39 after the hour. Jack Ferris is going to come back with us right after these messages. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I want you to pay attention to this NFIB message. It's big, very important information for small businesses. Give us a call, 888-822-8255. We'll be right back. All right, welcome back. It's 44 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and our special guest is our good friend, a member of the Small Business Advocate Brain Trust. His name is Jack Ferris. He's the president and the CEO of the National Federation of Independent Business, the NFIB. And folks, I talk about a lot of different things on this show, but one of the most important things that I say on this show, in my opinion, to for the long-term success and strength and welfare of small business owners and their families is the message that I talk about when I talk about the NFIB. And I'm always glad to have any of the members of the really sharp members who are with the NFIB with us. And one of the sharpest is the president, Jack Ferris.
Jim,
Jack,
gun.
Jack, give the 800 number out again, and let's give
1-800, it a 1-800-NFIB now, N-O-W.
All right.
And in about 15 minutes, we'll have people there to answer your phone call. So if you'd mark it down at 8 o'clock Central Time to call our Nashville base.
The website also, Jack, is NFIB
online. NFIBonline.com.
.com or .org?
I'm sorry, .org.
Yeah, NFIBonline.org. And I check that out all the time on my website, and I really recommend you go. There's a lot of great features, especially how to find out how any member of Congress voted and their record against small businesses agenda. And Jack, I have quite a few senators and congressmen that have been on the show before, at least prior to when the scandal heated up. I've been leaving them alone for the last few months, but I have a lot of them on, and when they're on, I confront them with their agenda. I mean, with their voting record.
Good for you.
I do it, and I get that off of your website. And by the way, folks, that link is there's a link on my cool sites on my website to the NFIB. Jack, I know you've got to go after this at the end of this segment. I want to go through quickly the agenda for 1999 that NFIB has for small business.
Yeah, great, Jim. As we talked about, our agenda is set for our members, and basically they're in four areas: tax reform, regulatory reform, health care reform, and lawsuit legal reform.
Mm-hmm.
So in the tax area, we have three that on a federal basis our members detest. they they pay the most in payroll tax, and they pay that whether they make any money or not.
Mm-hmm.
Number two is, one we fear the most is the IRS. We don't pay as much to IRS as we do payroll tax, but we fear the IRS because it's so unknown. We have mm-hmm. no idea for sure what the rules are. Third is, the one that's the most unfair tax of all is the death tax. Because if you're living and sell your business, you pay a capital gains rate. If you die and your family sells your business, you pay a death tax rate, which is over twice the rate of a capital gain.
Sometimes
so
called the
so
estate
stupid.
Tax.
Sometimes called, we call it the death tax because right. it's really a tax on death.
Right.
It's really a dumb, unfair one. So we're pushing for, still to sunset the code. We're continuing to push on that. The Speaker of the House has told us he wants to continue to push that. Because eventually, we're going to get over all these folks that that like the current code and get us a good code. We're trying to overall repeal the death tax, to totally repeal it. But we're working some on taxes this time related to payroll taxes to be sure that we save the Social Security system without increasing payroll taxes.
Right.
And that's a big issue for us right now.
Mm-hmm.
Health care is a big issue always. The part with us is that most of the people who are employed who don't have health care insurance work for small business, and the reason they don't have it is one simple thing, cost.
Right.
Sometimes it's not just cost, it's availability. So we're pushing to oppose the mandates that drive up cost that decrease coverage. And at the same time, we're trying to get legislation to allow small businesses to band together to purchase health insurance nationwide.
Right.
On regulatory reform, we're still trying to get OSHA to revamp and review their outdated workplace safety rules. They are just antiquated, and they're a great burden. But we want a safe workplace. That's where we work. Of course we want it safe. We're going to have to face a minimum wage increase again. And
I couldn't believe you brought that up again.
It's a political issue.
Yeah, it's 100% political.
Right now, very few people in small business are paying minimum wage. We're paying above that because the market's demanding it.
Right.
But that's the way you should figure wages. Well, why do they want to increase the minimum wage? Well, two reasons. One is it's politically advantageous. And number two is if the market slips and the economy slips, they don't lower the minimum wage.
That's right.
And what it'll do is when the economy slips, and it will at some point in the future, when it slides some, now we're going to have people out of work as a result of a minimum wage increase. They're trying to expand the Family Medical Leave Act so people in Washington, D.C. can tell somebody in Peoria exactly when somebody should get off work and not. And
right.
Anything they do to destroy a good relationship between employer and employee, they try to do in this town.
Right. Jack, we got 1 minute left.
Okay.
I know that, just to remind you, you got to wrap it up.
Well, to wrap the lawsuit, in this instance, we're trying to get Superfund reauthorized, but do it where the money goes to clean up, not the lawyers, and also to make the small business owners out from under that heavy burden. So what we're doing in these four areas is what we're promoting every day. What you do, Jim, if I could clone you, what you do every day in letting people know, take pride in being small business, joining an FIB, we'd get a lot more done in the work-free drug place called Washington, D.C.
We're gonna keep working together, Jack. Thank you for being with us. You did a great job. We appreciate it. Okay, bye. Here's the president of the NFIB. I'll be right back. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.